You're saying a program called G77?
Yeah, you cannot put on that radio. It'll burn the whole radio.
Okay, well, that radio is probably similar to the one I got, right? Pretty much has the dual bander. So it's probably a similar radio, right?
They just charge you more for them, that's all. Mine has GPS, but I never put a GPS on it.
Okay. What's the GPS for location? Or is that what it is, for location?
For the location. Wherever you're going to go, you just put on a GPS, and it'll tell you exactly where to go.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, I think I do remember reading something about that, them GPS options. I don't have that one on mine. But that's a good option to have if you're traveling around. You can easily look up all your local repeaters, correct?
Yeah, you got 1,000 channels.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, I think it's similar to that, the one that I have. Yeah, so I'll have to put mine inside. I got two coaxes there, but my HF radio only does 2 meter, 70 centimeter. So I can disconnect the cable off of that and use it for GMRS on my other radio, my the one in the truck that I'm not using most of the time.
With that
BYC,
you got that 9800. Does it do GMRS also,
Ham? It's probably not supposed to, but yeah, we got to figure it out. I got it to work, but you have to do it with the software off of the website.
You have to know that if it's, you know, digital and analog. If it's got digital and analog, you're all set. But if you got only digital, you cannot go on analog.
I say, if you go on YouTube, it'll show you exactly where to go, and you need a pass key to get in to make the changes. That's not hard to do at all.
No, I don't trust YouTube. This is WIUG 48.
You can do a hard search if you watch YouTube. And take it step by step. You can do a triple bypass heart surgery on YouTube.
That's the first time I heard heart surgery on YouTube, which is good.
Well, nowadays you can look up just about anything you want, fixing, cooking, anything you want to do. You don't really know how to do it, watch enough YouTube videos, you can do it too.
Yeah, that's good idea to know that. I didn't know that you can cook and all that. If you wanna cook some steak outside, so just go on YouTube. How do you cook a steak outside? There's only two cooked steak outside: medium rare and fully cooked. Does that tell you that too?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of that on there. They give you the recipes. Actually, if you're looking to cook something and you've never done it before, actually, I made a cowboy stir fry. So I never really heard of it, but I got all the ingredients. I wrote everything down, went to the grocery store, bought everything, and I got it for my Blackstone. watched a guy do it. I said, oh, I could do that, all the seasonings and everything. And actually, it turned out really pretty nice. It was really good.
I like that in the summertime. Yeah, when it's hot outside, get a couple of steaks out there and put all the ingredients in them and let it cook. You know, that's what I do. Put all the ingredients in them and put some corn there, some yellow squash, or a green squash too. Roger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you get all the ingredients, cut everything up, the onions, and everything you need to put into it, or whatever you need to do. Marinate. Oh, steak, if you marinate it first, is always going to taste better if you marinate it first. In that last transaction, you come through a whole lot of static with you, almost covering up your modulation for some reason. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I heard that too. It looks like there's another station out there. Is there any other station out there? WIUG 48.